Srimad Bhagavatam Mahatmyam, Part 4. Iti choktam dvija shrishta, yat prishtoham ihasmi va, lila vatara karmani, kirtitaniha sarvashaha. O best of the brahmanas, I have explained herein what you have inquired from me. This Srimad Bhagavatam has glorified in full detail the activities of the Lord's pastime incarnations, which are known as Leela Avatar. Patita skalitaschartha shutva va vivisho grinan haraye nama iti uchayar muchyate sarva patakat. Even if when falling, slipping, feeling pain, or sneezing, one involuntarily cries out in a loud voice, "Obeisances to Lord Hari," one will automatically be freed from all of one's sinful reactions. Sankirtyamano Bhagavan Ananta Shrutanubhavo Vyasanang hi pungsam, pravishya chittang vidhunoti asheshang, yatha tama arka abram iva ativata. When people properly glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or simply hear about His power, the Lord personally enters their hearts and cleanses away every trace of misfortune, just as the sun removes the darkness, or as a powerful wind blows away the clouds. Mrisha girastha hi asatir asatkata nakafyate yad bhagavan adhokshajah tad eva satyam tad uhaiva mangalam tad eva punyam Bhagavad Gunodayam. Words which do not describe the transcendental personality of Godhead, but instead deal with temporary material matters, are simply false and useless. For only those words which manifest the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord are actually truthful, auspicious, and pious. Tad eva ramyang ruchirang navang navang, tad eva shasvan manaso mahotsavam, tad eva shokarnava shoshanang nirnang, yad uttamashloka yasho nugiyate. Those words describing the glories of the all-famous personality of Godhead are attractive, relishable, and ever fresh. Indeed, such words are a perpetual festival for the mind, and they dry up the ocean of material misery. Na yad vachash chitra padang harer yasho jagat pavitrang pragrinita karhichit tad dvangsha tirthitang na tu hungsa sevitang yatra chutas tatra hi sadava amala. Those words which do not describe the glories of the Lord, who alone can sanctify the atmosphere of the whole universe, are considered to be like unto a place of pilgrimage for crows, and are never resorted to by those situated in transcendental knowledge. The pure and saintly devotees take interest only in topics glorifying Achyuta, the infallible Supreme Lord. Tad vag visargo janataga samplavo yasmin prati shlokam abadavati api namani anantasya yasha ankitani yat Shrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavaha. On the other hand, that literature, which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, form, pastimes, and so on, of the unlimited Supreme Lord, Ananta Deva, is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literatures, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified persons who are thoroughly honest. Naishkarmyam api achyukta bhava varjitam na shobhate jnanam alang niranjanam kutak punak shasvad abhadram ishware nahi arpitam karma yad api anuttamam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though free from all material affinity, does not look well if devoid of a conception of God, the infallible. What, then, is the use of even the most properly performed fruitive activities, which are naturally painful from the very beginning and transient by nature, unless they are utilized for the devotional service of the Lord? Yasha shriyam eva parishrama paro varnashrama achara tapa shrutadishu avismriti sridhara pada padmayor gunanuvada sravanadharadbihi. The great endeavor one undergoes in executing the ordinary social and religious duties of the varna ashrama system, in performing austerities, and in hearing from the Vedas, only culminates in the achievement of mundane fame and opulence. But by respectfully and attentively hearing the recitation of the transcendental qualities of Sridhar, the Supreme Lord, the maintainer of the Goddess of Fortune, one can remember his lotus feet. Avasmriti Krishna Padara Vindayo Kshinoti Abhadrani Chashang Tanoti Satvasya Shuddhin Param Atma Bhaktin Jnanam Cha Vijnana Viraga Yuktam. Remembrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroys everything inauspicious and awards the greatest good fortune. It purifies the heart and bestows devotion for the Supreme Soul, along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. Yuyang dvajagriya bhata bhuri bhaga yach chasvad atmani akilatma bhutam narayanang devam adevam isham ajasra bhava bhajata vivesya. O most eminent brahmanas, you are all indeed extremely fortunate, since you have already placed within your hearts Lord Sri Narayan, the personality of Godhead, who is the supreme controller and ultimate soul of all existence. And beyond him, there is no other God. So you have undeviating love for him, and thus I, Suta Goswami, request you to worship him. Aham cha samsmarata atma tattvam srutam pura me paramarshi vaktrat prayo paveshe nripate parikshitah sadasi rishinam mahatam cha srinvatam. Now I also have been fully reminded of the science of God, which I previously heard from the mouth of that great sage, Shukadeva Goswami, while I was present in the assembly of great sages, who heard him speaking to King Parikshit as the great monarch sat fasting until death. Etadva kapitam vipra kathaniyo ru karmanaha mahatmyam vasudevasya sarva shubha vinashanam. O Brahmanas, thus I have described unto you the glories of the Supreme Lord Vasudeva, whose extraordinary activities are most worthy of glorification. This narration destroys all that is inauspicious. Ya etat shravayin nityam yamakshanam ananyadi shlokam ekam tad ardhangva padam padardham evava shraddhavan ya anusrinuyat punati atmanam evasah. One with undeviating attention who constantly recites this Srimad Bhagavatam at every moment of every hour, as well as one who faithfully hears even one verse or a half a verse or a single line or even half a line, certainly purifies his or her very self. Dvadashyang ekadashyang va shrinvan ayushavan bhavet papati anashnan prayatah puto bhavati patakat. One who hears Srimad Bhagavatam either on the day of Ekadashi or Dvadashi is assured of long life, and one who recites it with careful attention while fasting is purified of all sinful reactions. Pushkare matura yangcha dwaravat yang yatatmavan uposhya sanghitam etang pafitva muchyate vayat. And one who controls his or her mind while fasting at the holy places of Pushkara, Mathura, or Dwaraka, and who also studies this Srimad Bhagavatam, will be freed from all fear. Devata munaya siddha pitaro manavo nirpa yachanti kaman grinnata shrinvato yasya kirtanat. Upon that person who glorifies this Bhagavat Purana by chanting or hearing it, then the demigods, sages, siddhas, pittas, manus, and kings of the world bestow all desirable things. Richo ya jungshi samani dvija aditya nuvindate madhu kulya gritta kulya paya kulyas chatat phalam. By studying this Bhagavat Purana, a Brahmana can enjoy the same rivers of honey, ghee, and milk one enjoys by studying the hymns of the Rig, Yajur, and Samavedas. Purana Sanghitam Etam Adhitya Prayato Dvija Proktam Bhagavata Yattu Tat Padang Paramang Vrajet. A Brahmana who diligently reads this essential compilation of all the Puranas will go to the supreme destination which the Supreme Lord Himself has herein described throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Vipra adityap nuyat pragyang rajanyo dadi mekalam vaishyo nidhi patitvangcha shudra shudyeta patakat. The Brahmana who studies Srimad Bhagavatam achieves firm intelligence in devotional service. The king who studies Bhagavatam gains sovereignty over the earth. A Vaishya acquires great treasure by studying Bhagavatam, and the Shudra is freed from all sinful reactions by studying the Bhagavat Purana. Recorded July 24, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal. Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lal, Giri Varadhari Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal. Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lal, Giri Varadhari Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal. Shyama Sundara Kanaya Lal, Giri Varadhari Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal, Nanda Dulal Prabhu, Nanda Dulal. Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava, Govinda Gopala Hari, Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava, Govinda Gopala Hari, Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava, Govinda Gopala Hari, Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha, Govinda Gopala Hari, Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha, Govinda Gopala Hari, Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha, Govinda Gopala Hari. Jaya Govinda, Jaya Gopala, Keshava Madhava Dina Dayal, Dina Dayal Prabhu, Dina Dayal, Dinad Goyal Prabhu Dinadayal Shama Sundara Kanayalal Girivaradhari Nandadulal Nandadulal Prabhu Nandadulal Nandadulal Prabhu Nandadulal Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Madhava Govinda Gopala Hari Achyuta Keshava Sri Radha Vallabha Govinda Gopala Hari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Govinda Jaya Jaya Gopala Jaya Jaya Radha Ramana Hari Govinda 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 Jaya Jaya